Today's scripture reading, which will be read by the worship leaders only, first in English and then in Cantonese, is Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 25.
今日经文是来自出埃及记的二章十一到二十五节，由带领崇拜的带领读，先用英文读，再用广东话读。
Exodus chapter 2. One day, when Moses had grown up,He went out to his people and looked on their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his people. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he struck down the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling together. And he said to the man in the wrong,Why do you strike your companion? He answered, Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought, Surely the thing is known. When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. The shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and saved them and watered their flock. When they came home to their father Reuel, he said,How is it that you have come home so soon today? They said, An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and even drew water for us and watered the flock. He said to his daughters, Then where is he? Why have you left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. And Moses was content to dwell with the man,And he gave Moses his daughter Zipporah. She gave birth to a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a sojourner in a foreign land. During those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God.And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew.
出埃及记第二章十一至二十五节。后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里，看见他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来的一个弟兄。他左右观看，见没有人，把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。第二天，他出去，见有两个希伯来人争斗，就对他那欺负的人说：你为什么打你同族的人呢？那人说：谁立你作我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀那埃及人么？摩西便惧怕说这事必是被人知道了法老听见这事就想杀摩西但摩西躲避法老逃往米甸地居住一日他在井旁坐下米甸的祭司有七个女儿他们来打水打满了槽要饮父亲的群羊有牧羊的人来把他们赶走了摩西却起来帮助他们又饮了他们的群羊他们来到父亲留意那里说今日你们为何来得这么快呢他们说有一个埃及人救我们脱离牧羊人的手并且为我们打水饮了群羊他对女儿们说那个人在哪里你们为什么撇下他呢你们请他来吃饭摩西甘心和那人同住那人把他的女儿西波拉给摩西妻西波拉生了一个儿子摩西给他起名叫格逊意思说 因我在外邦作了寄居的。过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
The flower withers, the grass fades, but the word of God lasts forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Today we have the pleasure of having Reverend Thomas Mack join us today to expound God's message. And the title of his message is Hope in the Turning Point.
今天我们很高兴有牧师来我们分享神的信息，个信息的题目是在转捩点中的盼望。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
我们先一起来祈祷。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们多谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你是一个自有永有的神。
You are the forever God.
你甚至去顾念我们每一个在世上的人。
That you have mercy for every one of us.
不单止儿子，你儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死。
That you send your son Jesus Christ to die for us.
将救恩赐给我们。
That you give us the salvation.
更加在每日里面圣灵去带领我们。
And you give us the spirit every day to lead us.
虽然我们每日走过的路都不一定容易。
Even though each day the roads that we walk it may not be easy.
但你应许与我们同在。
But you promised that you are going to be with us.
你要将话语，将你的话语在圣经的里面赐给我们。
That you give us your words from the Bible.
求主让我们今天，我们当我讲的翻译的，和一起听到的人。
As I preach and those who translate and those who listen.
能够在你的话语里面能够得到鼓励。
That we'll be encouraged by your words.
我们这样祈祷，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天是恩若堂20周年的纪念。
Today marks the 20th anniversary of Convent of Grace Church.
这是一个很重要的里程碑。
It is a very important milestone.
神的恩典带领恩若堂走过这么多的年月。
God's grace has led Grace Church many years.
我们一起来感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
这个是由30多年前圣约堂的堂会的计划去开始。
It started from 30 years ago when the Covenant Church started planning.
1995年2月王志荣牧师他草拟了这个直堂的计划书。
In February 1995, Pastor Dave Wong drafted a church planting proposal.
这个计划书 有7版纸这么多的。
This proposal has 7 pages.
之后1997年3月的时候，大约有20多位的弟兄姊妹被差派出去 Amherst 这个地方去直堂。
In March of 1997, about 20 brothers and sisters were sent to Amherst to start the church planting ministry.
当时来讲一个很具挑战性同埋一个很勇敢的事工。
It was a very challenging and courageous ministry.
大家嗰當時冇一個由零開始而有一個新嘅教會開始咁嘅經驗。
Brothers and sisters didn't have the experience of starting from zero to plant a church.
當時仲未有牧師係咪啊？記唔記得
？There was no pastor at that time. You remember？
每個星期由唔同嘅牧師長老佢前嚟講道。
Every Sunday there were different pastors or elders to preach.
直到一年之後。1998年停长乐牧师在加州来到牧养这个教会。
Until a year later in 1998, Pastor Wilson Chan came from California to Shepherd Grace Church.
直到2006年6月，我们圣职 成立一个独立成为一个教会。
In June of 2006, Grace Church became an independent church.
我哋当时出嚟嘅绝大部分部分嘅人仲未结婚。
So at that time, a lot of brothers and sisters were not married yet.
而家你哋啲仔女都读大学咧，甚至出嚟做工啦。
Now your sons and daughters are working and in college.
教会都有一个稳定嘅出席人数，同埋有同埋事工。
The church has a stable number of attendance and ministries.
但系呢二十年嚟
，in this 20 years，
人事都有好多嘅变动。
There have been a lot of changes in our members.
有人加入教会，都有人去离开。
There were members added and there were those who left.
有牧师退休、过世同埋离职。
There were pastors who retired, passed away and resigned.
或者你有啲人心里头咁样谂。
Some of you may think.
如果好似其他教会咁多人、咁多事工就好咯。
If we were like other churches, so many people, so many ministry, that would be great.
但系神俾每一个教会嘅计划同埋挑战都唔同噶。
Yet God gave each church a challenge and plan differently.
就算系嗰个最所谓最好嘅教会，都有佢曾经经过嘅试炼。
Even the best church, it has gone through trials and has problems.
同埋佢要而家要面对紧嘅困难。
And the problems that they are facing today.
第二
Secondly,
在我们今天这么着迷统计数字的环境里面
In our culture today, obsessed with statistics,
我们不能够用一个很世俗和商业的思维来量度一个教会的成长
We can't use a secular and a business thinking to measure the growth of a church.
因为这个是神的教会
Because it is a God's church.
神将你同我摆喺同一个教会嘅里面。
God put you and I in the same church.
为咗要呢一个教会喺呢一刻喺呢一个地方嘅里面去侍奉神。
At this time in this place to serve the Lord.
去活出一神俾你同我嘅使命。
To live out the mission that God gives us.
教会嘅成长都好似我哋基督徒成圣嘅过程一样。
The growth of a church is like the process of sanctification of a Christian.
是一个过程，是一个旅程来的。
It is a process, it is a journey.
不是说一个速成的修理。
Not a quick fix.
在整个过程的里面。
In the whole process,
我们会有经过很多个转捩点。
There are a lot of turning points.
在每一个转捩点的里面都有我们要学的功课。
Each turning point, there is a lesson to learn.
我哋有时会因为一啲唔明智嘅决定
，sometimes because of our unwise decision.
我哋行错咗，行多咗好多嘅路。
We walk more than what we needed.
但系成长从来都冇捷径嘅。
Yet there are no shortcut in the growing process.
神就要我哋喺觉得混乱同埋迷茫嘅时候。
That God wants us in our confused and feeling lost stage.
叫佢叫我哋体会到我哋自己嘅不足。
To see our inadequacy.
神就要我哋喺个挣扎嘅里面，去面对面见到嗰啲俘虏我哋嘅心里面嘅嗰啲嘢系乜嘢
？In our struggles, God wants us to see face to face the things that captivate our hearts.
好叫我哋能够喺当中得到去释放。
So we can truly be free from them.
我希望能够从研读摩西嘅生平嘅里面
，I hope in the study of Moses' life.
知道神点样预备一个合乎主用嘅人
，To know how God prepared a person suitable for His use.
点样预备一个合乎主心意嘅教会
，A church that is in accordance with His heart.
摩西佢嘅生中有好多个转捩点。
There were a lot of turning points in Moses' life.
上一次讲到摩西，佢几乎要被浸死。
Last time I said Moses were about to drown.
但神就却保存咗佢嘅生命。
But God preserved his life.
更加佢可以喺个王宫嘅里面长大。
He also were able to grow up in a palace.
喺《使徒行传》佢第7章第22节。
In Acts chapter 7:22,
佢話個 powerpoint， 佢話摩西學咗埃及人一切嘅學問，啊，說話行事都有才能。
And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and deeds.
話呢個喺個世人眼中係一個最有資格做領袖嘅人。
In the eyes of the world, Moses was the most qualified leader.
但佢冇忘記到佢母親講俾佢聽佢嘅身份係邊一個。
Yet he didn't forget what his mother told him of his own identity.
佢係希伯來人，係神嘅子民嘅呢一個嘅身份。
He was a Hebrew. It is the identity of God's people.
就喺佢四十歲嗰年，摩西嘅心裏頭有一個意念。
When Moses was 40, there was a thought in his heart.
佢話要出去睇下佢嘅弟兄嘅重擔。
He wanted to go out to see his brother's burden.
但係呢個睇望嘅帶嚟佢嘅生命有一個好大嘅轉捩點。
But this visit brought a big turning point in his life.
當佢睇到佢嘅弟兄希伯來人俾個埃及人欺負嘅時候
，When he saw his Hebrew brother was mistreated by an Egyptian.
喺下一個 slide 喺祭司的行传的七章第廿四节
，In Acts chapter 7:24，
他就护庇他为嗰个受欺压嘅人报仇。
He defended the oppressed man and avenged him by striking down the Egyptian。
佢话佢打死个埃及人。
He wanted to kill the Egyptian。
佢觉得咧，佢感觉到系神要藉着佢个手去带去拯救佢哋。
He thought that God wants to use his hand to save them。
但佢咁嘅決定並冇帶嚟佢一個想要有嘅結果。
But this decision didn't bring him the result that he wanted.
點解咧
？Why？
第一呢個反映到佢嘅內心嘅思想係乜嘢
？This action reflected his inner thoughts.
喺皇宮四十年嘅生活嘅裏面
，In 40 years living in a palace，
佢唔知道人間嘅痛苦。
He didn't know the pain of ordinary man.
有著好食好住，要乜有乜嘅嗰種特權。
He can eat whatever he wants. He can possess whatever he wants.
正如我哋好多人都係咁嘅樣。
Just like a lot of us.
以為我哋個種族出身或者階層係高人一等。
We think that our race, our birth, our class is higher than others.
我哋嘅出身比人哋優秀嘅時候。
That when our birth is better than others,
我哋好容易帶嚟一個驕傲同埋一個自以為是嘅性格。
This can easily bring pride and self-righteousness.
喺呢個言談之間不知不覺嘅，好咁樣去表達出嚟。
And this would be expressed unconsciously between words.
你哋嗰啲人都係唔得噶啦，等我嚟救你啦。
You people can do it. Let me come to save you.
亦都好似我哋今日喺北美嘅好多个中国人。
It is like a lot of Chinese in America.
我哋比起世界上其他国家嘅人，我哋系最幸福嗰个一群啦。
Compared to the people in other countries, we are actually the most blessed group.
尤其喺呢度出生嘅年轻人。
Especially the younger generations.
我因住上一代佢哋嘅勤奋努力。
Because of the hard work from the previous generation,
佢今日有機會受到高等嘅教育。
They are able to receive higher education today.
佢覺得自信心好增強。
That they have the self-confidence.
但係但願我哋侍奉個神嗰個心亦都同樣嘅增多。
But may our hearts of serving the Lord also increase.
摩西嗰個自滿同埋驕傲個傲氣咧，使到佢以為可以掌握一切喺佢嘅手裡面。
So Moses' self-confidence and arrogance make him to think that he can control everything in his hand.
而冇去倚靠神。
And he did not rely on God.
冇话去等候神嗰个嘅时间。
He didn't wait on God's timing.
冇去用神嗰个方法。
He didn't use God's method.
亦都冇俾人睇到神同在嘅嗰个荣耀。
And no one could see the glory of God's presence.
佢为佢个弟兄伸冤啊，但唔使咁鲁莽，用暴力去杀死佢啫。
He avenged for his brother, but he didn't need to be so reckless.
佢连尸体都埋葬埋啦。
He even hid the body.
佢以为左右冇人去睇到佢做乜。
Thinking no one can see him left and right.
可以隐藏到佢嘅罪疚同埋羞耻。
That he could hide his guilt and shame.
但呢个并唔系神要嚟拯救佢子民嘅方法。
Yet this is not the method that God wants to save His people.
相反喺過以後嘅歷史裏面，神係公開嘅，啊彰顯佢嘅大能同埋榮耀。
On the contrary, in later history, God openly showed His power and glory.
啊，難怪摩西連喺佢嘅弟兄嘅當中都失去咗呢個信服力。
No wonder Moses lost the persuasion from even his own brothers.
啊，你好巴閉咩？你係邊個啊
？Who are you? You think you are great?
啊，第十四節到十五節咁樣樣。
In chapter 2, verse 14.
話邊誰立你作我們的首領和審判官呢？難道你要殺我，好似像殺那個埃及人嗎？
Who made you prince and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?
啊，摩西就變懼怕話：，哇，呢件事而家俾人知道啦。
Then Moses was afraid and thought, surely the thing is known.
第十五節個法老聽，亦都聽見呢件事啦，佢就想殺摩西。
When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses.
但摩西佢躲避法老，佢就逃往咗好遠嘅米甸嘅地方去居住。
But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian.
啊，你睇到其實摩西佢愛惜佢自己嘅生命多過愛佢嘅弟兄。
You can see that Moses loved his own life more than his brothers.
啊，佢好害怕失去咗佢自己嘅性命，所以佢要去逃跑啊。
He was afraid of losing his life, so he fled.
啊，如果佢咁怕死嘅時候
，If he's so afraid of death,
啊，點解佢要殺死個埃及人呢
？Why he killed the Egyptian?
啊，如果佢咁怕死嘅時候
，If he was so afraid of death,
佢點樣去做以色列人嘅拯救者呢
？How could he be the savior of the Israelites?
啊，所以我哋侍奉主嘅人唔能夠要靠我哋一時嘅衝動。
Therefore, those who serve the Lord cannot rely on a momentary impulse.
摩西就喺佢米甸嗰边一住就住咗另外四十年。
Moses lived in Midian for 40 years。
啊，你睇到佢喺度结婚，佢定居落嚟。
He got married and settled down。
佢就可能以为神唔会再用佢噶啦。
He thought God would not use him anymore。
而以色列人佢继续去受苦。
And the Israelites continued to suffer。
啊，或者佢哋以色列人老早就将摩西呢个人都忘记咗啦。
Perhaps the Israelites already forgot about Moses.
咁你話摩西呢一個咁嘅轉捩點係咪浪費咗啦
？So was Moses' turning point a waste?
喺人嘅眼中，摩西呢個錯誤嘅決定，使到佢唔能夠再喺王宮嘅裏面生活。
In human eyes, Moses' wrong decision caused him not able to live in the palace.
啊，連佢自己人都唔認佢係嗰個拯救者。
Even his own people didn't recognize him as the savior.
啊，你估佢有咩反應咧
？So what's his reaction？
啊，第一佢可能佢會灰心去懷疑，使佢放棄咗佢原本去侍奉神嗰個心志。
Number one, maybe discouragement, doubt may have caused him to give up the original heart for the Lord.
啊，最近我學到一個新嘅名詞叫做躺平。
I recently learned a term called lying flat.
啊 ，next slide。在我們今天的信仰不就到重視的文化的裡面
In today's culture where faith is not valued
啊，人用這個成功和成就去定義一個人的價值
One defines a person's value by success and achievement
啊，當個個都是這樣看我的時候
When everyone look at me
啊，重重的壓力使到年輕人他覺得他產生有焦慮
Heavy stress makes the young people anxious.
開始有自我嘅懷疑。
They start to doubt themselves.
啊，當努力得唔到回報嘅時候。
When the hard work have no result.
啊，呢個挫敗感使到躺平嘅成為佢唯一能夠逃避嘅方法。
This sense of defeat makes lying flat becomes the road to escape.
啊，佢逐漸嘅佢孤獨孤立佢自己。
They gradually isolate oneself.
啊，亦都失去咗佢嘅社交嘅動力。
Lose the motivation to socialize.
啊，你都可以見到我屋企有好多坐喺度一定係識打機嘅年輕人。
We can also see a lot of young people. They just sit at home and play video games.
啊，第二嘅反應係乜嘢咧
？What's the second reaction？
佢就可能佢不斷嘅去轉換啊，改變佢自己嘅環境。
They may keep changing their environment.
啊，去轉工啊，去轉教會啊。
to change job, to change church.
希望能够找到一个心里头所渴望的平安和满足。
Hoping to find the peace and the satisfaction in his heart.
第三，一系又点咧？即系有好多人有好多个埋怨，好多个愤怒。
Number three, they may have a lot of complaints and anger.
佢向住佢周围嘅人去埋怨去愤怒。
Toward the people around him.
包括你家人佢嘅教会。
His family, his church.
甚至对住神。
Even God.
任何个转变对佢嚟讲都系一个威胁。
Any change is a threat to him.
而唔懂得话去欣赏神摆喺佢哋周围嘅人。
He wouldn't appreciate the people that God put around him.
不懂得欣賞神擺在他周圍所發生的一切的事情。
And wouldn't appreciate all the things that going on around him.
但是摩西在這個米甸這個無人的地方的裡面。
But Moses in this no man land.
神他為他預備了一個避難的地方。
God arranged a place of refuge for him.
除了开头在米甸那个时间，摩西对他自己没有讲太多关于自己这段时间的事情。
Other than the beginning time in Midian, Moses didn't talk a lot about the things that happened at that time.
但是这四十年很明显是没有浪费到。
Yet these 40 years were not waste.
神就在这四十年里面在摩西身上做一个破碎然后做重建的工作。
God used this time to work on Moses to break and rebuild him.
好预备他将来为主所用带领以色列人推埃及。
To prepare him to be used by God in the future to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
神破碎他那个骄傲和自满。
God shattered his pride and complacency.
来到这个没人认识他的地方。
In this place that no one knew him.
没特权也没人听命于他。
No special rights, no one listened to him.
没人记得他是谁，他没什么任何成就。
No one remember who he was and no achievement.
在那里好像觉得自己一个没价值很没用的人的时候。
Like a worthless and useless person.
就在那里摩西就开始体会到他弟兄去做奴隶那种的痛苦。
But yet it was there that Moses began to experience the pain of his brothers being slaves.
就在那里体会到什么叫做孤单，什么叫做劳苦，什么叫做失望。
Experience what is toil, loneliness, and disappointment.
好像我们当初来移民来到美国一样。
Just like the time when we immigrated to the US.
在这里没有家人，没有朋友。
No family, no friends.
在这感觉会有个心，有一个孤单和沮丧的感觉。
Feeling lonely and despair.
摩西就在这个这么低潮的时候。
It was in this lowest point.
他心灵就向神去敞开。
That Moses opened his heart toward the Lord.
他在那里谦卑下来去追求神。
He humbled himself to seek the Lord.
他开始去抓紧神所给他的应许。
He started to hold on to the promise that God gave him.
正如 Paul Tripp 牧师所讲过。
Just like what Pastor Paul Tripp said.
PowerPoint. 平安不是你离开你的困难有几远，而是离开你的神有几近。
Peace does not come from your distance from trouble, but rather from the nearest of your Savior.
在这么多转捩点的当中，摩西那个盼望是哪里来的
呢？ Where does the hope come from in all these turning points?
在第23和第25节。
In verse 23 to 25.
神仍然继续去工作。
God continues to work.
他说原本法老王死了，但他对以色列人来说，做个苦工没有减少到。
King Pharaoh died, but the work for the Israelites didn't go down.
於是他們去嘆息，去哀求。
They groaned and cried out for help.
但是在當時，那個拯救者一點的蹤跡都沒有。
Yet there was no trace of a savior.
就在這個黑暗裡面，我讀者看到一束的曙光。
In this darkness, the reader saw a light.
第24節句話。
In verse 24.
神聽見他們的哀聲，紀念他與亞伯拉罕、以撒所立的約。
And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham.
第25節句話，神看顧以色列人，也知道他們的苦情。
God saw the people of Israel, and God knew.
聽見、紀念、去看顧、去知道。
Hear, remember, see, know.
呢四個都係一個好主動、好活躍嘅動詞。
These are four active verbs.
但係喺呢個等候嘅裡面。
But in this waiting period,
主啊，你仲有幾耐啦
？God, how much longer？
又四十年，又一代嘅人過去咗啦。
Another 40 years, another generation passed.
神對佢哋嘅情況好似仍然喺度保持呢個沉默。
God seems to be silent in their situation.
沉默對我哋好多人嚟講一啲都唔容易，係嘛
？Silence to a lot of us is not easy.
我哋好中意有計劃，有安排。
We like to plan, we like to arrange.
要預先知道曬，詳細知道曬去邊條路，點樣去法。
We want to know in advance that all the details how to get there.
我哋要將一切掌握曬手裏面啦，先至安心。
We need to have everything in control, then we have the peace.
但係當呢啲轉變唔係我哋預先咗計劃嘅時候。
Yet when these changes were not what we originally planned it,
我哋就會好迷茫。
We feel lost.
喺邊度啊？幾時啊？點做啊
？When, where, how, why？
有一位聽教徒嘅牧師Samuel Rutherford， 佢曾經咁樣講過。
A Puritan pastor Samuel Rutherford once said，
話神嘅沉默。是基督徒必须喝的苦杯里面那个最苦的配料。
In the bitter cup that Christian has to drink, God's silence is the most bitter ingredient.
但是神的沉默并非是他缺席或者遗弃我们。
God's silence not as absent or abandonment.
而是一个有目的的行为。
But as a purposeful action.
神仍然在積極地工作，雖然我們常常去看不見。
God is actively working, often unseen.
在那裡，神將祂的信徒從世俗的依戀裡面去釋放出來。
To detach believers from worldly attachment and draw them to himself.
好帶領祂們的子民去親近祂。
To draw them to himself.
鍛鍊他們的信心
refine their faith，
並且引導他們去得到那個美好永恆的福分
and ultimately lead them to a better portion in eternity。
神的路我們未必盡都明白
God's path we may not fully understand。
神的路未必是我們的路
God's path may not be our path。
神的意念會高過我們的意念
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts。
神的路是高过我们的路。
God's path is higher than our path.
但是因为他是全知全能的神。
But because he's all knowing, all powerful.
全知和全善的神。
All wisdom and all good.
就是这样我们才能够有盼望和信心，很谦卑地去顺服他的旨意。
So that we can have hope and faith and humbly submit to his will.
包括摩西在内。
Including Moses.
自从亚当犯罪堕落之后
，since the fall of Adam，
我哋每一个人都去追寻，我哋知道好知道自己嘅身份个确认，好知道我自己系边一个。
Man pursues the confirmation of self identity.
亦都好知道我哋自己嘅价值。
To know our own worth.
亦都好嚟保障我哋自己嘅安全同埋稳定。
To protect our safety and stability.
但我哋罪人知道有神，但我哋唔将当神系神咧，咁样去敬拜佢同侍奉佢。
Sinners know there is a God, but we do not treat God and worship Him.
反而用好多其他嘅嘢嚟去代替神。
We use a lot of other things to replace Him.
雖然神已經俾一個每一個基督徒係一個新嘅心。
Although God gave a new heart to each Christian,
但我哋仍然將自己各樣嘅慾望。
Yeah, we still put our desire.
各樣嘅偶像。
Our idols.
各樣我哋人性一切嘅驕傲。
Our pride.
都裝滿咗呢個代表我哋人嗰個心嘅杯。
To fill this cup that represents our hearts.
以致呢個杯仲冇任何嘅空間去留翻俾神。
So that there's no more space for the Lord.
但係恩典嘅神並冇放棄到呢一個使用呢一個嘅杯。
Yet our gracious Lord did not give up to use this cup.
神並冇放棄到要使用呢一個嘅教會。
He does not forsake this church.
神冇或者神冇將佢打爛咗佢。
He does not break it.
反而神好有耐性嘅，藉著每一個嘅轉捩點。
Yet God patiently using every turning point.
每一個嘅痛苦，每一個嘅低調同埋失望。
Every pain, every low point, every despair.
為咗要倒空。这个杯好去洁净这个杯。
To empty this cup, to cleanse the cup.
为了让我的心能够再一次去给神去充满。
So that our hearts be filled with God again.
神要充满着神那个恩典，神那个慈爱，还有神那个真理。
To be filled with God's grace, God's mercy, and God's truth.
正经话我哋嘅身体系神嘅殿，圣灵居住嘅地方。
The Bible said our body is God's temple where the Spirit lives.
就神就要去洁净佢，好佢让圣灵再一次充满我哋嘅心。
And God cleanse our hearts so that it allowed the Holy Spirit to be with us.
好去顺服圣灵带领我哋每一天要走过嘅每一步。
To submit to the Holy Spirit for Him to lead us every day.
在安静等候的里面去专心去仰望神。
We wait quietly and we concentrate and look to God.
摩西的盼望就是来自他对神的那个信心。
Moses' hope comes from his faith in God.
在希伯来书第11章第24到第27节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, 24 to 27.
第一句摩西对他的身份是有那个确认。
Number one, Moses confirmed his identity.
他知道他就是神的使民。
He knew that he is God's people.
第二，他知道他自己最有价值、最宝贵的东西是什么。
Moses knew what was the most valuable and precious to him.
就是为基督去受凌辱，比埃及的财物更加的宝贵。
It's to suffer for God and it's more precious than the treasures of Egypt.
他不怕失去了这个物质的丰富地位和那个权力。
He was not afraid of losing the abundance of possessions and losing.
甚至他不怕失去了他的生命。
Losing status or power or his life.
不怕死的人才能够放胆的为神而活。
Those who are not afraid of theft can have the courage to live for Christ.
才能够向上的继续的样去前进。
To look upward and move forward.
第三个，因着信他离开了埃及，因为他内心，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那看不见的主。
Number three, by faith he left Egypt because of his patience and endurance at seeing God who is invisible.
摩西就是盼望这个他永恒的主。
Moses longed for this eternal God.
就是他坚固他生命那个坚固的保障。
The Lord is his strong safeguard.
多过嘅世上嘅一切。
More than anything else in the world.
因为呢位主耶稣基督嚟到世上嘅时候。
Because when Jesus Christ came to the earth.
为咗我哋嘅缘故。
For our purpose.
俾人去拒绝，俾人出卖。
He was rejected and betrayed.
俾神同埋人去离弃。
He was forsaken by God and man.
为喺十字架上受信嘅一切凌辱。
He was humiliated on the cross.
但因为耶稣基督的复活，见证了罪恶和死亡在我们身上的权势。
But because of Christ's resurrection, it conquers sin and death power in us.
我哋唔再被定罪。
We are no longer convicted.
我哋能够喺个罪嘅里面去得到释放。
And we are released from sin.
就因为知道呢一个爱爱你嘅神，同埋又得胜嘅神耶稣基督嘅时候。
Because of this loving and triumphant God.
我哋就喺我哋嘅每一个转捩点嘅当里面能够有盼望。
So that we can have hope in each turning point.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在恩日堂二十周年这个的时候。
In Grace Church 20th anniversary.
我们先将我们自己重新的献上给神。
We first give ourselves once again to God.
我们要重新的立志为基督而活。
To renew ourselves to live for Christ.
去爱我们的主。
To love our God.
在全心全精全意的力的这样爱我们的主
With all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength
第二正如基督爱教会一样
Second, just like the God loves the church
为教会去舍己
Christ died for the church
我们全教会都应该重新立志的去爱我们的教会
So that the whole church should renew ourselves to determine to love the church.
所以我们各人要归队同埋埋位。
So we all need to come back to the team.
离开咗嘅或者灰心躺平嘅人要翻嚟归队。
Those who left, those who are despair, and those who are lying flat, come back to the team.
各就各位嘅埋位。嘅去侍奉神。
Each one take our place to serve the Lord.
神要嘅唔系一个完美嘅教会。
God does not want a perfect church.
神要嘅系一个尽服愿意为主而活嘅教会。
God wants a church that is submissive, willing to live for Him.
要一个忠心去侍奉主嘅一个教会。
A church that faithfully serves Him.
唔好浪费每一个临到我哋身上嘅试验。
Don't waste each trial that comes in our way。
唔好浪费每一个会带嚟变动同埋损失嘅转捩点。
Don't waste each turning point that would bring change and loss。
虽然我哋曾经经历过好多个呢啲咁嘅试验。
Even though we experience a lot of these trials。
但神就用呢一啲试验嚟销毁咗。那些没有根基、没有永恒价值的建造。
God used these trials to destroy the foundation and the eternal value.
好让耶稣基督成为我们唯一的盼望。
So that the Lord Jesus may be our only hope.
唯一的依靠。
The only reliance.
每一次的打击。
Each trial.
都是一个真的利益。
It's a true benefit.
为了要装备我们去为主所用去荣耀主的名
To equip us to be used by God to glorify His name
我们一起祈祷
Let us pray
天父我们求你再一次 让你的爱来充满我们
Father we ask that once again may your love fill us
你是我们唯一所爱所倚靠的主
You are the only one that we love, that we can rely upon.
復興我們的心。
Renew our hearts.
好重新立志的去愛主你和愛教會。
That we can once again to love you and love the church.
讓每一個你讓我們經歷的那個轉捩點。
As we experience each turning point.
成為我們一個成長的機會。
That it will be an opportunity for us to grow.
求主帮助。
Lord, may you help us.
我们这样祈祷，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.